Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
The Burt Show.
Melissa Carter, tell us the statistics specifically in Atlanta from guys that are dirty. Your dirty, dirty, dirty dudes is really disturbing.
Well, they decided to do a national survey about how, you know, if people really do wash their hands, okay? And so one of the places that they observed, and this was just randomly, you know, observing in public restrooms, and they showed that the biggest offenders in the city of Atlanta were people that went to Turner Field, to a Braves game.
Oh, okay.
And they said that 26% of those observed at Turner Field did not wash their hands after they went to the restroom. And the way that it went, men and women, 16% of the women didn't, 37% of the men did not wash their hands.
That's
so
cool.
In the national survey, same thing, where 9 out of 10 women do wash their hands, but like the percentage of men was, I mean, who did not was far higher.
Just
so,
for the record, also, tonight at Turner Field, men, don't touch me.
Well, you know, like at a Braves game after a win, you know, like random guys will high five each other.
Ugh.
Just know that you're smearing each other's fecal matter on each other's hands.
Just I hope nobody at Turner Field, like none of the guys, you know, none of my bosses there, mind me wearing the big yellow dishwashing gloves.
You come in there with a latex glove on.
Yeah.
Jeez, what, Jeff, what are you planning on doing to the players?
what's he wearing that for? Oh, just cause.
It's just offensive, and I'm sure this happens to women also. When you see a woman come out of the bathroom stall and they walk right past the sink, like, you almost want to say something to somebody, like, come on, you know, and I know.
Well, even, you know, in women's bathrooms, it's all, everyone is a stall, you know, so you're sitting in there, you don't even know some of the people that are, especially in a public restroom, you don't know the people in and out, but I do make judgments, even if I'm not outside of the stall yet, and I do make judgments if I hear them not wash their hands and just walk right out the door, then I think differently about it. Yes,
yeah,
it's nasty.
Offensive.
Come on.
Well, in Atlanta, at least guys are the worst offenders. At least we found that out at Turner Field. So Filter Anna decided to go out and do something about it because this man realized that the hands are the gateway to the disease.
So I figured no better place to go than to find, if you can't go to Turner Field, go check out some of the fast food restaurants around town. So what I did yesterday is I put my microphone on and I grabbed my bullhorn and I went and sat in the restrooms. And ironically, now you say that I had to sit there and wait. I did not have to wait long to find offenders.
See, because sometimes, like, we really believe that public humiliation is the best form of getting you straight.
Mm-hmm. We do it every day.
So what I did is literally the first clip you're going to hear is I literally walk into the bathroom. I'm not there for any more than 5 seconds. And I find an offender. So as soon as he walks out and starts to head back to his table where he's eating, I grab my bullhorn and let the entire restaurant know that, ladies and gentlemen, we have an offender here who has better things to do than to wash his hands.
Okay.
And listen, what you want to do is you want to hear how he adamantly denies it to everyone because I think I might have embarrassed him.
Okay, so I'm just trying to set the scene. So as you're walking into the bathroom to set this thing up, you have your bullhorn in hand thinking you're going to have to stay in a stall for a while.
Right.
And as you're walking in, you see somebody come immediately out of the stall past you, past the sinks, into the restaurant.
To the point where we almost brushed up against each other as he's walking out.
So as he walks out, are you behind him with the bullhorn?
Yes, I'm probably I am probably no less than 3 or 4 feet behind him, and I follow him over to his table to where he's sitting down and eating with his friend.
Okay. Is it a crowded restaurant?
There was probably about 7 or 8 people eating, but the entire staff of the restaurant hears this going on. You can hear them in the background.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not mean to bug or annoy you as you're dining, but I want to let you know I was in the restroom and noticed this young man came out of the restroom without washing his hands. He was in the restroom for a long period of time, and I noticed he came out of the restroom and did not wash his hands. Sir, we like to make it a point to make sure that everyone washes their hands. This young man did not wash his hands as he was leaving the restroom.
I don't know, but he's lying on me.
It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. I just wanted to let you.
I don't want to be embarrassed. You're lying on me, man. I don't even know you, man.
It's all right. No need to be embarrassed for the situation. Sir, no need to be embarrassed whatsoever. I understand it happens. Maybe you're a little rushed. Just want to let you know, next time as you exit the bathroom, please wash your hands.
Hey, can you get the cut away from around me, though? Because he's lying on me, man. I just came in here.
If you'd like, I would give you instructions how to wash your hands.
Man, we're trying to eat, man. That man eat his food.
Exactly. He's trying to eat, and I want to make sure as you're eating, you do not get the filth from the bathroom onto your food.
We're going to put our hands on you. You're going to get the same drill. Man, I don't even know that cat, man. I just came in, man. I don't know that cat, man. Hey, can you leave me alone, though, man? I don't know you, man.
Will you promise to wash your hands next time you exit the bathroom?
I promise if you leave me alone, please leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Just promise to wash your hands next time.
I'm asking you nicely. Leave me alone, because you don't lie on me, and that ain't right, man. I ain't lied on you. No, I don't even know this cat, but he don't lie on me, and I don't even know that ain't right, man.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to give a public service announcement. Thank you.
The worst is you can hear the snickering in the back.
Yeah.
And you've been like, friends laughing at him.
Like humiliated in public where you start to get that hot feeling on your neck and it starts to spread down, you know?
And look at him saving himself. Look, you're lying on me,
you're
man.
You're lying on me, man. Uh-huh. Why are you lying on me? And so this next time I go walking into the bathroom of another fast food restaurant and I actually catch an employee.
No! Oh. That is against the law! They had the sign to remind them at every bathroom I've seen in Atlanta.
Employees must wash hands before returning to work.
And so I catch him as he's walking, again, as I'm walking in, he's walking out. And now, I gotta be honest here, I did not actually see him not wash his hands. However, I did notice that there was no water in the sink, because you know when somebody washes their hands, you can tell they've just washed it, and they did not actually have... paper towels, they have that air blow dryer. So if he would have washed his hands, you knew, because that air dryer goes for a long period of time. So no water in the sink, totally dry, and absolutely no paper towels, and the air dryer was not going. Now, what you're going to hear at the end of this, as I'm calling out this employee, his manager comes over, and then it gets a little uncomfortable.
Now, is this what you said? Because you sent an email out yesterday and said, you're going to hear me cower?
You'll hear this at the end, where I get yelled at, and the manager yells at me to leave. And
even though his employee isn't
His employee didn't wash his hands, however, being the big man that I am, I cower like a little girl. You hear him yell at me, and within seconds, I'm like, okay, I'll leave.
Okay.
And you hear that at the very end.
Please don't be alarmed. I'm here from the Sanitation Commission of America. And earlier today, I was following this gentleman out of the bathroom. He did not wash his hands as he was leaving the bathroom. Young man, I noticed you did not wash your hands as you exited the bathroom, sir.
Okay.
If you'd like me, I'd show you how to wash your hands, if that would make it easier. It's a very simple procedure. A little bit of warm water and soap. They even have automatic blow dryers, so you do not have to touch the paper itself.
Okay.
Would you like to for me to take you to the restroom and show you how to wash your hands?
What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
It's the manager.
I need to get out of here with that.
I was just letting you know that this young man did not wash his hands as he was leaving the bathroom.
I understand that. He's not on the clock. He will wash his hands before you come on the clock. But I don't need you in this restaurant microphoning out. Get out.
Okay, well, can we make it a rule to have them wash their hands in the future?
It is a rule, sir. Would you please get out of the restaurant with this mess?
Yes, sir, and I'll be happy to leave some pamphlets if necessary.
No pamphlets are necessary. When you go use the restroom, always wash your hands. It don't matter.
I just want to go put my shirt on. That was me. If you follow me to the restroom, you would have known that I was going to put my shirt on.
Please leave.
Leave!
Oh.
Okay.
Just get out of here. Get a life. Don't come back here.
Sir,
please leave.
Leave!
Oh, dang, dude.
You got scolded, bro.
Wow.
Sir, please leave.
Leave!
My butt just went numb.
Now, he did start to say something to the employee, like, you gotta wash your
hands. You gotta wash your hands. You gotta wash your hands.
Hey, Ann, you're on all the hits, Q100 High.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to say I heard Phil mention the blow dryer, and I'm a graduate student, and actually in my class this week, we were learning about hand washing, and my professor said there had been a survey that came out, I think about 6 months ago, that said But if you use one of those hand dryers, your hands are actually dirtier because of the number of people that don't know how to wash their hands properly or might accidentally hit that, and that it actually blows fecal matter out onto your hands.
Oh, neat. What?
Neat.
Well, I prefer the paper towels anyway.
Hey, just curious, what degree are you getting where you have a graduate level course where you spend a day talking about hand washing?
Special education.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
So it's blowing the fecal matter out of the blower on
yes.
your hands?
Nasty.
Yes.
Nasty.
Damn.
Nasty.
Right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
A tornado of poop.
I'm wiping my hands on my jeans next time.
Serious, man.
Well, I don't know if that's any better.
It's got to be better than fecal matter from somebody else being blown all over my hands.
What are you saying, Carter, that Jen poops her pants?
No. Whatever.
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
No.
Please leave.
Well, I've only done it once.
What else you got on the stats?
Yeah, other statistics about washing hands this national survey did. Okay, only 83% of us wash our hands after using the bathroom at home. Don't just do it in public restrooms. You got to do it at the house, too. 73%, only 73% wash their hands after changing a dirty diaper. Only 42% wash their hands after petting a dog or a cat. And only 32% of people, 32% wash their hands after they cough or sneeze into their hands.
The Burt Show.